Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Fire strikes Bridgetown twice in the same day. Yes, for centuries, fire was the enemy of Bridgetown and its residents, who dreaded the alarm of the fire bell, which alerted them to fire. And on this day, October 14th in the year 1840, it was no different. This early British colonial settlement was described as England's first commercial empire in the Americas. Shops were said to be well stocked, carrying every possible commodity. However, the crowded, closely placed layout plan of the wooden buildings, along with the habits of the inhabitants, and sometimes pure misfortune, proved time and again to be a brew for disastrous fires. An article in the Barbadian identified two trends, which, in the opinion of the writer, were responsible for fires generally and specifically to the two fires that occurred on this day, October 14th. The writer explained, "There are two customs prevalent among us, very different in their character, but equally dangerous as to the consequences which may result from them. We mean rum shops being kept open after candlelight, and the absurd fashion of having bedspreads with curtains in our bedrooms." Candles were the light of the night, and the writer blamed the careless handling of the candle as the root cause of the majority of the fires in Bridgetown. Case in point, between 6 to 7 p.m. the previous Saturday, a cask of rum in a rum shop in the Roebuck or Roebuck Street ignited and a small house caught fire. Two people were slightly burned, while another man was dreadfully burnt. To this end, the writer proposed that improvement to the town ordinances should mandate that rum shops be closed at 6 p.m. rather than 8 p.m. to lessen the need to use candles after dark. Later the same night, fire marched across the town to another location, and at 10:15 p.m., the cathedral fire bell sounded. Fire had struck at Milk Market, engulfing a home. According to the writer, the vanity of fashion and the style of light curtains around the beds of certain residents was associated with many a fire, as these curtains were easily caught by the flame of the candle. The reporter, in a descriptive lament, stated, "The flimsy light material of which these foolish appendages to a bed are made are easily moved by the least breath of air, so that there is the utmost danger of their taking fire. The most lamentable accidents have frequently happened from this cause, and therefore we protest against the folly and absurdity and vanity of these decorations." So on this day, October 14th, 1840, it was reported that fire struck Bridgetown twice in the same day.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.